Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for the Ama Yoshev B'tzion. We're going to be discussing the din of killing a moiser, someone who gives away Jewish money to the Gentile authorities. We've been going through the Torah of Hagona Gadol, Shmuel Lazer Volk, who is a Telzer Talmud, a Talmud Reb Chaim, Rabinowitz Reb Chaim Telzer, and came over to the United States, and he became a Ram in YU for many years, and towards the end of his life he was retired, and he moved down to Miami Beach, to Flamingo Road. That's what it says in the address in his sefer. He has 8 volumes of Shari Toyar, which is just unbelievable. An unbelievable set of Svarim of Chedushim. So this is in the 8th volume, actually. And the way Rav Volk's Svarim work is that he just goes, Me'inyin, le'inyin, 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 le'inyin. So each simon is a hemshech of the previous simon. So if you really want to understand Rav Volk's sefer, his line of thought, you have to start in volume 1 and go from there, simon by simon, through volume 8. And he's especially an expert in Tyrus. A lot in Tyrus. But Kachim also. Lamaisa, he's a big bucky and a mechadish in everything. That's the bottom line. So. This is in the volume 8, it's in Simon Peivav, and it says on the top, like it almost always does, Ayin Simon, look in the previous Simon. This is a Hemshech. So what he's doing here is that, and it should be Leila Nishmaso, Shusif Sosav Dovos Bekever, is he read something in a journal, in a Torah journal written by another well-known Talmud Chacham. His time. And he differs with him very, very strongly. And I happen to know who this Talmud Chacham is because I did a search and I found out, but I'm not going to mention his name because I don't think it adds cover to him. So I'll just leave it at that. And we'll just see what the Chiddush is. And then he writes, Masha Chidesh, and then he writes in parentheses, Shechidesh, as if it's a chiddush. Shamorid b'malchus nerug mei shenechshav k'roidev. Kevan she memsheles ha-melech hu hatova klalis l'chol ha'am. So before we get on to Moser, the title of this simon is b'din harigas ha-masur. Mishum roidev v'dinam kanoim pogam bo. So we start by talking about roidev. Amori b'malchus. So this very well-known Rav, this Talmud Chacham, was Mechadesh. Shehamorid b'malchus nerag mishum shenechshav k'roidev. And this is quoting from this Rav. Kevin shememsheles hamelech hu atova klalis l'chol ha'am. Because the rulership of the king is a general hatova, is a general benefit for the entire nation. והפרט שרוצה למרוד בו ולהרוס יסוד החברה והנהוג הישורה הזה והנהוג הישורה הנה נקרא רוידף כיוון שמן מרידה נוכל להסתבב ולהסתיב מלחומויס והריגויס ושפיחויס דם נקיים ובני זה יש לה כלל רשוס על חיי הפרוטים ובני זה מותר להוגו על פי דין תוירו. So if the individual rebels against the king, and we know that the Memsheles HaMelech is a Hatova Klalis L'chol Ha'am, right? We need government, we need some form of rule. There's an argument as to what the best type of government is, and we know there have been a lot of very, very corrupt governments, but I think everybody would agree that no government at all is a very, very, very poor idea. So this guy who's rebelling against the government is really endangering everybody because the government's for our benefit. And therefore this person is a roidev. Why? Because by rebelling against the government, it can bring about wars, killing, the spilling of innocent blood. And therefore, the community has rights over the lives of the individuals, and you're allowed to kill them up in Torah. So that's the chiddush of this Rav, that the din of Roidev, the din of Moray ben Malchus, is an outgrowth. It branches off the din of Roidev. He's a Roidev because he's endangering the government. Can endanger the government. Government is sacred because you can't, because the whole society would crumble without a government. So Mamela, this guy is Roidev, this guy who's rebelling against the government, is a Roidev. That's why some people were a little bit upset about what happened over there in the Capitol building in January 6th, a number of years back. You know, just storming just storming government buildings. It's not a pasha de maisa without obviously getting into politics. Who was right and who was wrong and who did what. But the general idea of endangering governmental authority is a danger to the entire community. And therefore, such a person has a din of a roidev, and that's why you're allowed to kill a mori b'malchus mitin roidev. That is atkan the chiddush of this Rav. And to this, the great Gaon Revolk responds as follows. L'fi ani yusdaiti kol dvorav ayumim. In my humble opinion, everything he says is horrific. V'lo nitnu leheomer klal, and cannot be said at all. De'efoi motza ha-mechaber shegam bo'ifin zeh she'en oroidev ach reiz ishproti l'rotzchoi nefesh mamish nami mikri rodev. Where does he find that even in such an instance where he's not running after any individual, he's called a Rodev. We know there's a din in the Gemara of Rodev, that Reuven's running after Shimon to kill him, so Reuven's a Rodev. But mehechetesi, that a guy's considered a Rodev, if he rebels against the government, that's and for that you're allowed to kill him? He's not running after another individual, and you're calling him a Rodev, and you're allowed to kill him for that? Is your mechadish this new category of Rodev? And then he writes here, it's a long parenthesis. V'duchrani, I remember, shederashti pam lifnei talmidei ha-yeshiva, that I once gave a jerusha in front of the yeshiva bachrim in Washington Heights in 186th in Amsterdam. Al mashakasav asfono bebreishis lamed zayin yutches. V'yisnak leoso lahamisa. U'bezeh hodio maya lamo be'yos kulam tzadikim. Kimura Machia Shmoisim Lifne Hashem Lizikaran. Echnoa du lev yachta of Larogis Achiam. Ola Machro. Vonichmu ala ra. Kigam Kisha Amru. Avala Shemi Manachnu ala Chenu. Lamushti Ashmasim Amachiraso Amisasi. Ela Achzari Yusam Bishaninai. So the Sforno writes that the brothers wanted to kill Yosef. What were they thinking? Remember, these are people who are tzaddikim gemurim. Their name is before Hashem. They're on the big day Kohen Gadol and the Choshen Mishpat. And how did they all gather together to kill their brother, to sell him? And they didn't even regret it. And even afterwards, at the end, when they started regretting it, they didn't say they regretted selling him. Their regret was Hashem imanachnu on our brother, that we saw him crying out, and we didn't listen. So it was cruel of us not to listen. Not that we were wrong in what we did, but it was cruel that when he was screaming out and crying, that we were insensitive to his cries. That's all. But not that they did anything wrong when they sold him. How can that be? V'hineh higer hakosev kitzir belibam chashvus Yosef lenochel umisnakesh lenafsham. So They thought Yosef was going to kill them in this world or in the next world or in both. And the Torah says, Haba lahargo chahashkem lahargo. If somebody comes to kill you, you kill him first. So they were just protecting themselves. That's the Sforno. And then in Pasuk Chafei, the Sforno writes, this is Pasuk Yitches, Pasuk Chafei, the Sforno writes, V'yeshu lecho lechem shlohaya zeh, b'eneyam takala o michshel, shimenem lekwasu dasan. They didn't do anything wrong. They're sitting and eating bread after they sell their brother. So obviously they didn't think they were doing anything wrong. Why? B'nei shechashu was Yosef l'roidev, shekol ha-koydem lahargo zacha. They thought he was a Rodef, and the first to want to kill him is meritorious, and there's no other way to save him. No other way to save yourself. The book says, I said that there's something called a Rodef and Ruchnius. So they felt that he was endangering their Olam Haba. So he was a Rodef and Ruchnius. And also they were saying bad to their father about him, and so they couldn't be Makabel Torah from their father. So they said he's a Rodef Ruchnius. But were they correct in this Psak Din? And Akol Panim calls it Rak Divrei Drush. But this is not Lahalacha. In Halacha there's no such thing as a Rodef Ruchnius. You're only a Rodef Gashmius. When one is actually going to kill the other person. Afilu b'roidef mamish, halo b'vada yada hadin, shim yicholim la'atzilo b'echad me'evar avasar lahargo. Inkem lame argos ha'mordim ba'melech, lame lo yach b'shoase b'veis ha'asurim. And even if a guy is a roidef, it still doesn't give you the right to kill him, because we know that the rule, that if you could be ma'atzil b'echad me'evarav, if you can save, with one of his limbs, then you have to do so. See, if there's a way to get around actually killing him, then you have to do that. So, lama lo yach b'shu oisem b'veis ha'asurim. Also, b'veis ha'asurim, why don't they put him in jail? Or yigal shu oisem me'a medina. Or expel him from the country. And then they're not going to be roid for him anymore. So this whole theory about a person being a roidef when he's married b'malchus and therefore you're allowed to kill him can definitely not be said. Put the guy in jail, send him away, but to kill him, chas v'shalom. Of course, there is a din of married b'malchus that you're allowed to kill him, but it's not a din roidef. He was the king. Where he doesn't listen to the mitzvah of the king, his innocent blood should be spilled. Because he's rebelling against the king, this Rav writes, the staif mochamas varigas, that's going to cause wars necessarily. So the Lechem Mishnah writes that when somebody is killed out Morid B'Malchus, because he was Mivaze, it wasn't Din Torah. Morid B'Malchus is not officially Din Torah, but it's like a supra outside Halacha that we employ. So they were Mivaze the king, and we have to kill them. Mishum Dina the Machusa Dina. So Misasam Kaparasam. So their Misa should be a Kapara. And they're buried, Kvuras Avoseim, they're buried in a regular burial. And this is difficult to understand, this Lechem Mishnah. Because he's basing himself on the Rambam. The Rambam there writes, Kol haruge malchus, af al pi shenehergu b'din ha-melech, v'tor not no reshus lahargan, harelu mis'ablim aleim, v'enu anehen u'davor amon u'melech, v'nigvar m'kivri avisayim. Av al kol haruge beiz dinay mis'ablim aleim, b'lonin ishen aninus, el ablei v'enigvar amim avisayim, v'chitoch l'abasim anam l'yorshayim. So those who are killed by the malchus, even though they're killed b'din ha-melech, and the Torah gave him reshus to kill, so you're Miss Abel for them. We mourn them, and we don't prevent anything from them. We don't hold back anything. Everything is done k'dinu k'halacha, and their money goes to the king, and they're buried to be kivrei avos. But if a person's a haruge beizdin, he's killed by the courts. There's no avelus. There is oninus. Aninus is belev. It's not external. It's in the heart, and they're not mikabarim abuseim until their body decomposes. And their mammon goes to their yorshim. Al kopanim, the Rambam speaks in general about kol haruge malchus, kol haruge malchus, all those who are killed by the king. Af al pi shenergu b'din ha-melech, even if they were king killed b'din ha-melech. In other words, it's not only marid b'malchus, but it includes marid b'malchus. Right? You could be a person could be haruge malchus. He could be killed by the malchus for other reasons as well. Maybe he didn't keep the laws. It's not labdafka that he rebelled against the king. And yet the Lecha Mishnah writes that he didn't keep the laws, that he rebelled against the king. So why does he see only one prat that they're bizayin shabizu lamelech? But the Rambam is talking about all haruge malchus. He wants to say, listen, they were just mevaz of the king. They're mises hakapara. And they get everything. But why do you say that only about the Marid b'Malchus, all Haruge Malchus? So Ezer Raya Yesh Mizal Kol Haruge Malchus. Amnam Nire Shalecha Mishnah Hiskil B'Zeh Me'od. Alecha Mishnah here was very wise. Shemepnei Shenichlal B'Teira Asam Melech Sheyachol La'arog Afilu HaKol Davar Kal K'moy B'Zoyun V'Chademe V'Vadayu Shekol Parashat HaMelech Eina Din Torah. So the Lecha Mishnah was very wise because it's included in Torah's HaMelech. The king can kill even for something kal. Somebody goes and he's mefaz of the melech. The king is allowed to kill him. And the whole parasha of the melech is not din Torah. It's a special parasha. So the Lecha Mishnah is telling us, even on a davar kal, anything, the king is allowed to kill him. And certainly when he does things that are more chamor. And this is a special parasha in the Torah. The question is, if it's midin rodev, then why does the Rambam say that why does the Rambam seem to tell us that it's a special parasha? And as we see in the Rambam, it's a special parasha because even on a bizayin you can kill him, even if you just mivaz of the melech. But according to our mechaber over here, it's not a special parasha. It's midin rodef. And according to the Rambam, it's a special parasha in the Torah. According to the Rambam, even somebody who's killed by a Melech Yisrael, it's Shalom Kedin. That if a person's Haruge Beis Din, it's Kedin. But if a person's not Haruge Beis Din,
That's out of the normal category of when you're allowed to kill. There's just special permission that's given. It's not in the regular category of Haruge Beis Din. Haruge Beis Din is a lot worse. Ain't Mesavlim Aleihem. But these, it's not as bad. Mesavlim Aleihem. It's a special parsha. But if it's Midin Rode, if it's Mefurish in the Torah, here maybe you can find an allusion to it in the Torah. The question, what's the source of Dina the Machus Dina? It's also a question, where does, well, we discussed that a lot in Hilchos Malachim Shira, where you get this idea of Morid B'machus, you're allowed to kill a Morid. But it's a unique parsha. So according to our Mechaber, it's a Mefurish in the Torah. He's a Rodef. The Rambam gives no indication that we're talking here about a Rodef. Here he's killed B'din HaMelech. And it's not in the regular category, in the category of Haruge Beis Din, Haruge Beis Din ain't Misavlim. Here Misavlim. And like the Lecha Mishnah says, their Misa is a Kapara. But this is not, it would be indicated by the Rambam, this is not a regular category of Rodef. The Rambam would have indicated that, and again, like the Lecha Mishnah says, even if somebody's Mevaza the Melech, how can you kill for somebody just being Mevaza the Melech? So the answer is it's a special category. So, for whatever reason, but the reason is not Roidef. If it would be Roidef, then they would have, A, we would have been told, and B, stop him. There are other ways to stop him besides killing him. Uvikar haidina demari b'machos mamish v'nechshav rodef shalom zelot galvim rodef haidei grama. V'arich ha'achornim rodef haidei grama nechshav k'roidef. V'gumar b'avakam ha'muchat l'anik v'roidef. Ein ma shekasav zem mori v'ra b'egon reyna v'chaim rabbi novitz. V'sifra b'avakam ha'simen ches. So this brings us into the question. This question of mori b'malchus, is he considered a rodef? We can say that he's no better than Rodef Ayde Grum. Right? If he's Mori B'Malchus and therefore he's endangering the public peace. So that's not going to be actually going to kill somebody. That's just going to be causing problems. It's not going to be direct. It's going to be indirect. He's not actually doing it, right? He's not actually killing anybody. But maybe it's going to bring about wars and problems. But it's not direct. So is Rodef Ayde Grum? Is that considered a rodef? So it's muchel from the Gemara, not like that. Discussed by his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Telzer, in his Sefer in Bava Kam and Simen Ches. It's a Rifash who says that in Simen Reish Lamed Ches, who says that a Moiser is killed midin Roidev. And it says there that Yesh b'mesiraso chazaka sheyaharek shekol Yisrael enimser b'yad oivdei kochav mafilos keitem v'kash. Yesh sakana b'diar v'kev and sheyisrael nofil b'dei amein merachim imalav. So a Moiser is like a Roidev. Why? Because when he gives away the money, even straw and stubble, even little things, so he's giving over the Jew into the hands of the guy, so he's endangering the Jew. There's a sakana, there's no rachmanis. And that's the case of Rav Kahana, who killed a meiser. Sha'az kam Rav Kahana va'asa, says the Rivash. Va'asa meiser pinchas. He got up, he did a meiser pinchas v'hargo. And he killed the meiser. K'dei lahatzil ha'nirdafim v'misirasa. In order to save the nirdafim, v'afal pishik v'abat luaz dinei nefashos. Even though then they didn't have any more dinei nefashos, they didn't have a Sanhedrin that was done dinei nefashos. V'gam ki Rav Kahana lo have a dayin, el yoshev nei rav ketam lifnei rabo, el shahargo b'nei shemitzah v'choy v'lcholodim lahatzi nirdaf miyadar roidev. Rav Kahana also wasn't a dayin. He was sitting in front of his Rebbe like a Talmud Lifnei Rabbah, but he killed him because it's a mitzvah and an obligation in every person to save the nirdaf from the roidef, even with the nefesh, even with the life of the roidef. So yesh la'arik tzas b'divrei arivash. If a meiser is called a roidef mamish, why did he have to say oz kamer of kana b'asa meisa pinchas, which is mashma that he killed him mishum kanos l'Hashem? U'maya tzarech l'zeh. If it was my Pinchas is Kanos, what does he need to come onto Kanos? If he's really a Roidev, Matzilan Oisib and Apsha Shal a Roidev. So therefore, it would appear that a Moiser is not Mamish a Roidev, because it's not so clear that the person he's being Moiser is going to be killed. However, the Kanoi has permission. Lahargo midin Roidev. Benimtsa Shaino Hargo bidin, Rak bidin Kanos. So he can kill him midin Roidev, but not bidin Roidev Mamish. Just midin kanos. V'kach kosafti b'makom achar nafkamina mekanos l'rodef l'din kimle b'derabi minei shaf b'sheberodef ikadin kimle b'derabi minei b'din kanos efshe shembo atin shel kimle b'derabi minei. Right, if somebody is a roidef, so this kimle b'derabi minei, if toch kadeh that he's killing the guy, he does monetary damage, he's patur for the monetary damage, because the guy was chayv misa midin roidev. But if somebody's acting mitzat kanos, and then toch kadeh that he's being makane, like Pinchas was, he causes monetary damage, that he has to pay. There we don't say kimle b'derabi minei, and this is discussed in the Shari Torah and Chelek Shishi and Siman Hei. And Bili Nader, if I get more than 25 emails, then Bili Nader asking me, so then maybe we can learn that siman together. Not that without it I wouldn't, but that would definitely be convincing. So roidev is only if it's barer that he's going to be mamshich meridifasei. So to say that a morid b'malchus is considered a roidev, it's hard to say he's a roidev. Maybe it's only grama, and grama is not a roidev mamish. A roidev isn't a roidev mamish. Who's a roidef? A roidef is somebody's running after somebody else to kill him. That's a roidef. This is the lashon of this rav. That from a rida can bring about melchamas harigos, the spilling of innocent blood. Habar lo kol ze be'enav. He's so clear about that. At shenishbach dam naki, and we're allowed to spill innocent blood because we're so sure that his merida is going to bring about, milchamas and harigos. He wasn't so mechabi the king. That allows us to kill him because it's going to bring about wars. At maheh. This is very difficult to digest. Shuv matzas v'chdusha arayv al maseches b'avakamad avkuf yitzayin. V'ma yaragil b'kachu shehisru b'avalonim nefshu shakanoim pogam b'biyadayim k'maisa d'rav kahana. So he writes a lashon there of efshur. Efshur shakanoim pogam b'o. It's not so clear. So he doesn't consider a mamish a raydev. Efshur shakanoim pogam b'avalo yoseh. So that's like we are medayik in the rivash. That he's not mamish a roidev, but it's maybe it's medin kanaim pogimbo. So that's an efshur shekanaim pogimbo, and that's why he came on the rivash. Right, he starts talking about roidev, and then he brings in the whole thing with Pinchas. So you see, it's really medin kanaim pogimbo, quite possibly. And the Rivash is a shtickle stira, because on one hand he mixes in together Din Roidev and the Din Kanaim Pogenbo. So which one is it? So maybe like we said, there's a suffix if he's actually going to cause death. So you can kill him Din Kanaim, Kanos. Kib mibnei sheyesh suffix bedavrim yamisu osa lechen lo nechshev l'Roidev mamish. Aval ha-Kanai b'nei kinosh Hashem v'eres v'lu yochel inkoni goz Hashem afilu ala suffix. Shradei kinos el Hashem es a suffix kivadei. L'chein mitu l'hargov v'nechein ish ha-Kanos es el l'bil l'Roidev. So the Kanos makes the guy into a Roidev. So the Ravid writes a lashon of Efshur, the Rivash doesn't say Efshur. Maybe it's matur l'chatchila. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chayei B'Lomazik, Perek Ches Halacha Yud, that mutar l'harig ha-moisim heis panav. Mitzvah. So he says that it's a mitzvah lahargoy. Cholakolim lahargo zacha. So that's not midin kanos. Here the Rambam seems to consider a moiser a roidev mamish. And the Torah Chayshin Mishpat writes like the Rambam, and so to the Mechaber. So according to the Rambam, it seems that a Moser is a Roidev Mamish, and therefore mitzvah lahargoy, v'kala zoch kodem lahargoy zocha. If a guy who does it first is zoche, is meritorious. In the Yam Shel Shlomo, he writes, "Midas Arif Yirik Tzas Dasu Larga Moiser Biyadayim." It would seem from the Rif that a Moiser, again a Moiser, somebody who gives away Jewish money to the Gentile authorities, is or gives over Jewish people to the Gentile authorities. Same idea. So such a person, obviously it depends on the circumstances, right? Versteitzich. So Midas Arif Yirik that. And therefore he omits that story in Bava Kama Kuf Yud Zayin of Rav Kahana who killed the Moiser. Because he held Rav Kahana did Shelo Kedin. Shagwav Starish Rav Alav Amikra. Hainu Shem Bodin Ratzeach Klal. So he still should have prevented himself from doing this, and that's why he was Makabel Tshuva, and he went to Eretz Yisrael, he had to run away to Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't ask a Shaila and Shir for many years. That was the Tshuva he was Makabel upon himself, because of this, he had killed the Moiser. Even though Kari Rabbi Luya, Benecha Ofushuch for Rosh Kolchutzos Kasei Michmar, Kevin Shinafal Ben Michmar and Merachim Alav, Mom Shay saw Kevin Shinafal Yadok Chavim Merachim Alav. Rab said the Pasuk, your sons have fainted, they lie at the head of all the streets, as an antelope in a net. And he darshans, this is the Pasuk in Yeshaya 51:20, just in regard to this antelope, once it falls into the net, the hunter doesn't have any mercy on it. So to the God's mind of Jew, once it falls in the hands of Gentile, they don't have any mercy on the Jew. So they'll kill him. So Rav Kahana acted appropriately when he killed this miscreant. He protected the Jew's property. And by extension, he protected the Jew himself. So he did this ma'aseh, but nevertheless, he said, he goes up to Eretz Yisrael, he's mekabel himself, he's not going to ask kashas from Rabbi Yochanan. For 7 years. So you see, he was Makabel Tshuva. So you see, you're not allowed to kill a Moiser directly. So in other words, it could be the Rav Kahana held that could be the Rif held the Rav Kahana did Shelo Kedin, and the Shach is Masig. On here the Shechlis Rav Yachshu Rav Kahana Shelo Kedin Chas V'Shalom that the Rif should think that Rav Kahana did Shelo Kedin began Pashtet the Shas LeMash Mahachi, and that's not Pashtet to Frei Gemara, but it's Shver on the Shach. Why was Rav Kahana Makabel Tshuva? If he did totally Kedin, why was he Makabel Tshuva? So, sweet friends, this was the first shir. And we still have a lot more to talk about on this topic. And then he segues afterwards into another fascinating discussion about Kaskining Halacha, Harala Atzma, Ras Navi, but we still have to go through a lot more Nyanei Moiser and Reidev.
Very, very interesting. So please stay tuned, and we will see Be'ezer Hashem more niflas mitaris Hashem Yisborach, and should be Lili Nishmas, Revolk, and again, l'schus kol ama yoshev b'tzion, and it's a schus to learn this Torah. Baruch Hashem. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.